Kaha dasa raguna tapatita pavan kaha mora bata yuga Kavira, Kaha Mora Bhata Yuga, Kaha Kavira. Ekakale kota gela gauranatara Ekakale kota gela gauranatara Pashane kuti bo mata Anale Pashibo Pashane Kutibo Mata Anale Pashibo Gauranga gunera nide kota gele pabo Gauranga gunera nide kota gele pabo
So here Srila Narottam Das Thakur sings, it's a song of lamentation, of separation. He who brought the treasure of divine love and who was filled with compassion and mercy, whereas such personality as Srinivasacharya gone. Srinivasacharya and Narottam Das Thakur studied together in Vrindavan under Srila Jiva Goswami as their Shiksha Guru, and Srinivasacharya was a little elder, so was, although they were sort of god brothers, he was considered a bit a little more senior. So Narottam Das Thakur starts with Srinivasacharya, then he says, where are my Swarup Damodar and Rupa Goswami? Where is Sanatan? Where is Raghunath Das, the savior of the fallen? Where are my Raghunath Bhatta and Gopal Bhatta? And where is Krishna Das Kaviraj? Where did Lord Gauranga, the great dancer, suddenly go? I will smash my head against the rock and enter into the fire. Where will I find Lord Gauranga, the reservoir of all wonderful qualities? So today we are discussing the disappearance, the anniversary of the disappearance of Sri Gadadhar Pandit and Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. I was told not to read any verse. They didn't give me any verse, so we'll just speak about these personalities a little bit. Mama Gyanati Viranda Syagananjana Salakaya Chakshira Marita Meena Tasmai Shri Guru Vinama Namaste Saraswati Devi Gaurvani Pisharinene Vishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarini Pancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Ivacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah. In one sense, it's not that difficult to share some biographical data, some stories, some dates. What's actually very difficult, and at least for me it's impossible, is to enter into the depth of the feelings of these personalities, or even perceive the depth of their love. The love that they experienced. Sri Gadadhar Pandit was born here in Mayapur. He was a neighbor of Lord Chaitanya. Sometimes it is said he was 1 year younger than Lord Chaitanya. Sometimes it's a few years, but he was basically coetaneous, same age. And he was a neighbor. Lord Chaitanya was there in what is now Yoga Pit, Jagadam Mishra and Sachimata's house. And Gadadhar Pandit house apparently was very close by. In fact, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur established a temple of Gaur Gadadhar, and it's known as the house of Gadadhar Pandit. Of course, it doesn't look like a house, it's a temple. You can see after Shivas Thakur place, after, you know, there's Yoga Pit. I mean, you probably know, but there's Yoga Pit. Then you go a little ahead, there is Shivas Angan, the place of the house of Shivas Thakur. And then you go maybe 50, 60 meters ahead, and there are two temples. One is a temple of Advaitacharya. And there is a deity of Advaitacharya worshipping Lord Chaitanya, asking him to come, worshipping the Shalagram, and asking Lord Chaitanya to come. And then 15 meters on the right, there is another temple of Gaur Gadadhar. And those were established by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur to indicate the place of the residence of Gadadhar Pandit and Advaitacharya. And even the mother, Sachimata, and the mother of Gadadhar Pandit, now I forget what was her name, but were very friendly, and they were considered like sisters, that is, relation. And sometimes Gadadhar Pandit and Lord Chaitanya would play in one's home, and some other time in another home, and they were inseparable. And of course, it's understood because Lord Chaitanya is Krishna himself. Especially Lord Chaitanya came to experience the mood and feelings of Srimati Radharani. And Gadadhar Pandit is Srimati Radharani herself, who comes to assist Lord Chaitanya in this venture, in this Leela. And some Gaudiya Vaishnava teachers explain how Lord Chaitanya almost takes away the mood of Lord of Srimati Radharani from Gadadhar Pandit. Some see the symbology of the appearance. Lord Chaitanya, see, Krishna and Srimati Radharani appear in Astami, Jamastami, Radhastami. So the moon is all full, is on the middle, no? And Lord Chaitanya comes on Purnima, and Gadadhar Pandit appears on Amavasya, the dark moon. So some have explained how is Lord Chaitanya taking away the effulgence, taking away the old feelings, and basically leaving Gadadhar Pandit as empty, as a shell of her real self. Because again, Sri Chaitanya wants to manifest, wants to experience that expression of love, wants to experience what she feels as his lover. And so Gadadhar Pandit, in one sense, it's a very, we could say, tragic figure in Gaudiya Vaishnavism, in Panchatattva, because there is a lot of transcendental pain, there's a lot of transcendental feelings of separation. Although they spent the time together, they were also in the same toll, the same school, Sanskrit school, because both were born as Brahmana this time, Gadadhar Pandit and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Vishwambar, Mishra. So they were born as Brahmana, they grew up as Brahmana, but before Lord Chaitanya manifested his love, which happened after him meeting Ishwarapuri and taking initiation from Ishwarapuri, because Lord Chaitanya wanted to show without a guru you can't be yourself, you can't manifest any feelings. So all that time, basically the first 17 years, Lord Chaitanya was not considered a devotee. Was considered a devotee in the conventional sense, because every Brahmana was a devotee. Every Brahmana would sing the Vedas, Purusha Shukta, and there was this deity of Adokshaja Vishnu in his house. So some worship of the Shalagram, some Vedic Vaishnava prayers, they were there. But he was not specifically known as a devotee. He was specifically known as a pandit. And especially as a very argumentative pandit. He was really into logic, he was really into making sentences and then of challenging people, and then make a statement, challenge people to prove it wrong, and then they couldn't do it, then he himself would prove it wrong, and then people would agree, and then he will himself go back to the original meaning, saying, no, this is... So he was more of a logician. Now this area, Mayapur, was known as the seat of Navanyaya, the new logic, like the new wave of logic, was a place of learning, very famous. This before, of course, the Ganges obliterated the whole Navadvip, but was a major center of Sanskrit learning. And Lord Chaitanya was the prince of the scholars. It's very famous when he defeated Keshava Kashmiri, who was known all over India as a Digvijay. He was always winning debates and philosophical, logical discussions, but Lord Chaitanya defeated him. So that was the mood of Lord Chaitanya. So for Gadadhar, Pandit would have been a very big pain to see Lord Chaitanya in this lila as a scholar, not as a devotee. Then when Lord Chaitanya came back from Gaya, is different, there are two different places, 12 kilometers apart. From Gaya, he took initiation from Ishwarapuri, and then he manifested his pastimes as a devotee. He started the Sankirtan movement. Before he wasn't too much into the Sankirtan. And of course, Gadadhar Pandit was a very, very close associate. In fact, Gadadhar Pandit, Chandrasekhar Acharya, and Mukunda Datta are those who heard from Nityananda that Lord Chaitanya wanted to take sannyas. So they all went up to Katwa and they arranged a ceremony for taking sannyas from Keshava Bharati. And then after this, the Lord Chaitanya taking sannyas, they especially Gadadhar Pandit, Nityananda, and Mukunda Datta, they went all the way to Puri. And then at one point, Gadadhar Pandit took himself sannyas, and he took the vow of Kshetra Sannyasi. Kshetra Sannyasi, it's a special vrata, it's a special vow that you don't leave Kshetra, Jagannath Puri. So he took that vow. I'm not sure exactly when he took that vow. That needs a little more research for me. Maybe some of you know, but exactly when, I don't know. But he took that vow, he became sannyasi, and he stayed in Puri. And he never left Puri till he left this world. And sometimes devotees don't immediately remember or don't immediately visualize Gadadhar Pandit as a great preacher, but he was a very great preacher and very influential spiritual master. In fact, he has disciples. One of his disciples, Srila Prabhupada explains in Chaitanya Charitamrita, was Madhava Upadhyaya, who also took Tridanda Sannyasi. And Srila Prabhupada said that it is said that this Madhava Upadhyaya went to Western India and he basically started the old Vallabha Sampradaya. So the old Vallabha Sampradaya has this connection with Gadadhar Pandit. Another famous disciple of Gadadhar Pandit was Anantacharya, who was none other than Sudevi, Howard Sudevi, no? Radha, Madhava, Lalita, Vishaka, Induleka, Rangadevi, Sudevi. Sudevi, younger sister of Rangadevi. So Sudevi, Anantacharya, was also a very powerful acharya. He's considered to be, I believe, the fifth or the sixth branch of Lord Chaitanya. And through him, then Anantacharya, he had another disciple, Haridas Pandit, who was taking care of the Govindaji temple in Vrindavan. So this whole lineage also comes from Gadadhar Pandit. There is a place, I don't remember, once I've been there, but I don't remember the name. Some of you may help me. A little bit north from here, 3-4 hours, there's a place where Gadadhar Pandit lived and preached. And he made everybody devotees. And there in that temple, they have the Bhagavad Gita with the handwritten by Lord Chaitanya. And it's a special place because the tradition is that for Rajboga, for lunch, they don't offer the deities, the boga, in the temple. But they take Radha Krishna, and they take them to different houses of Brahmanas and they feed the Radha Krishna deities in the house of the Brahmanas. It's like they go as an invitation every day. You can go still go and see. They take the Radha Krishna from the temple, you go to some Brahmana's house, the Brahmana cooks, offer the food, and then they go back to the temple. Like that. But I don't remember the place. Sorry, I'm sorry for that. And then, of course, when he was in Puri, he was also very famous as a reciter of the Bhagavatam. And he was also very famous as the pujari of the Tota Gopinath deity. Many of you have been to Puri, You have seen the Tota Gopinath. He was the personal pujari or the mahant of the temple. And there were other important personalities. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita says that Sri Gadadhar Pandit was the fourth branch of the Bhakti Vriksha. The Bhakti Vriksha is described in chapter 9, 10, 11, 12 of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. And it is described as the transcendental tree, of Bhakti that spreads all over the world. And the nine roots are the nine sannyasis who are senior to Lord Chaitanya, the central root being Paramananda Puri. And then the trunk itself is Lord Chaitanya himself. Then the first two branches are Advaita Acharya and Nityananda Prabhu. Then the third is Pundarik Vidyanidhi. And then the fourth is Gadadhar Pandit. And he had different branches. Sri Dhruvananda Brahmachari, who is considered an incarnation of Lalita Devi. Then Sridhar Brahmachari, Haridas Brahmachari, and Bhagavatacharya. And actually, there's not much description. Sri Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami says it would be very difficult to describe the branches of Gadadhar Pandit. He doesn't really say much. There's only one or two verses on that. Very interestingly enough, Achyutananda, who is the son of Advaita Acharya, was also disciple of Gadadhar Pandit. So in other words, I just wanted to stress how we may not always remember Gadadhar Pandit in that version, but he was also a very powerful guru, very powerful teacher, a very great personality. Achyutananda was the main son of first son of Advaita Acharya, and he was none other than, he's considered both Kartikeya, who is Murga, and also Achyuta Gopi. So Gorganodesha Deepika gives him as both. So Kartikeya is the Lord of War. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Senaninam Hamskanda. Of all the military commanders, I'm Skanda. Skanda, Kartikeya, Murga is the same person, is the son of Shiva. So Murga appears as the son of Krishna, Samba, in Krishna Lila. And then he appears as Achyutananda, which makes sense ontologically because Advaita Acharya is Sadashiva. So Kartikeya, who is Lord Shiva's son, he also becomes Achyutananda. And then Achyutananda takes shelter and takes initiation from Sri Gadadhar Pandit. So it is said that when Lord Chaitanya left this world, and it was a major shock for everybody, even in the song we just sang, it says, Eka Kale Kota Gela Gora Nataraj. Eka Kale, all of a sudden. We never hear that there was some sort of preparation all of a sudden, all the Vaishnavas of the world in West Bengal, in Orissa, and Vrindavan, they just heard that Lord Chaitanya has left. And very soon after that, Nityananda Prabhu has left. And it is said that Gadadhar Pandit, although he was only 47 years old, immediately started manifesting this old age symptoms. He became like a cripple, like almost an invalid, like a very old man, very soon, due to the intense feelings of separation. His whole life was Lord Chaitanya, obviously. In fact, one name of Lord Chaitanya is Gadadhar Pran. It's the life and the prana, the life of Gadadhar Pandit. You know the story in Chaitanya Charitamrita. At one point, Lord Chaitanya left Puri for some preaching or something, and or going to Vrindavan. He left Puri, and Gadadhar Pandit could not bear the separation, could not bear to let him go. And he followed until a river. And then Lord Chaitanya told him, look, you made this vow of staying always in Puri. You cannot break your vow. And so Lord Chaitanya went on a boat. The river was the border of Sri Kshetra Jagannath Puri. So they can't come. You cannot come with me more. So there is a picture in Chaitanya Charitamrita of Lord Chaitanya going on the ferry, and Gadadhar Pandit staying there on the bank, and basically then he fainted. He was so affected that he could not even stand anymore. So it is said that the deity of Tota Gopinath, who was standing at the time, the deity sat down, and is the only deity of Krishna which is sitting down. And you can see, you can go there, this deity with the flute, like a regular posture, but is sitting cross-legged. And he said that is because to facilitate the puja of Gadadhar Pandit. And so he was very, very quickly deteriorating in health. And Lord Chaitanya, before leaving, in fact, Lord Chaitanya, the Acharya says that Lord Chaitanya left the world by entering the Tota Gopinath deity. Sometimes it is said he entered the Tota Gopinath deity, sometimes it is said he entered Jagannath. We heard both. But both are kind of authentic. But especially the Tota Gopinath deity we hear. And if you go there, the pujari sometime, he may show, he may lift the dress of Gopinath. There is a streak or some sort of line there, golden line. They say that's where Lord Chaitanya enters. And anyway, before leaving, Lord Chaitanya told Gadadhar Pandit that you should teach the Bhagavatam to Srinivasa Acharya. And then Srinivasa Acharya, when he came to Puri, he was also very shocked because he heard that he wanted to see Lord Chaitanya, but Lord Chaitanya just left. So he was also under a severe trauma, because he had waited for years to see Lord Chaitanya. Now Lord Chaitanya had left. But anyway, he heard from Gadadhar Pandit. Gadadhar Pandit told him, yes, Lord Chaitanya told me to teach you the Bhagavatam. So at least he felt, wow, I mean, Lord Chaitanya thought of me and somehow arranged, and now I want to fulfill this desire of Lord Chaitanya that I learned from Gadadhar Pandit. But then Gadadhar Pandit had a copy of the Bhagavatam. You know, at that time was all these palm leaves, a very organic type of material, or also organic ink. And he said, look, I would really love to teach you the Bhagavatam, but my copy of the Bhagavatam, it's illegible. And there are two versions. One is that because he was crying so intensely, that the whole ink washed away. He couldn't read it. All the words were lost, just the patches of ink here and there. So one version says that there were the tears of Gadadhar Pandit, and another version say that it was actually the tears of Lord Chaitanya himself. But anyway, whatever it is, maybe both, I don't know, but both versions are around. In any case, you can imagine how much feeling must have been poured, literally poured, on that copy of the Bhagavatam. And so the Bhagavatam was not usable. So then Gadadhar Pandit wrote to West Bengal. He said, we need another copy so Srinivas can study. And then finally they arranged, and they said, yeah, we have a copy. At the time it was not like that. You could just go to BBT, you buy the set. It's not like that. Somebody has to sit there for a month to copy the whole thing. It was all handwritten. It was very precious, very rare. It's not like it's just a buy book or you print books. It's not like that. So then Srinivas Acharya himself, he went back to Bengal to get a copy, and when he came back to Puri, Gadadhar Pandit had left this world. So another shock, another trauma, and another heartbreak for Srinivas Acharya. Then after a few months, few years, he went to Vrindavan and studied with Srila Jiva Goswami, under Srila Jiva Goswami. But at that time, he was really brokenhearted, totally brokenhearted. Gadadhar Pandit, so this is the disappearance of Gadadhar Pandit. There is a, somebody says, he also entered the total Gopina deity. That's what. And there is a Danta Samadhi. There is a samadhi of a tooth of Gadadhar Pandit in Vrindavan, near the Vamsi Gopal temple. So if you want to go and see, there is a samadhi of the tooth of Gadadhar Pandit in Vrindavan. So a few words on the disappearance of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur left this world on the 23rd June 1914. So today we celebrate the 99th anniversary. So next year will be the 100th anniversary. I don't know if Mayapur plans to do anything special, but next year at this time will be the 100th anniversary of the disappearance of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And he disappeared on the 23rd June 1914, which incidentally just 5 weeks before the start of the First World War. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur had taken Babaji Vesh as accepted, like renounced order in 1908, means about 6 years before. You know, we all know the biography of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He's a great acharya. He wrote more than 100 books. He reestablished the reputation of Lord Chaitanya's movement. He established the Namahatta, the market of the holy name. He fought against the Upa Sampradayas. He established a temple in the Yoga Pit, another temple. See, this white temple of the Yoga Pit was established by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Next to the Yoga Pit, there was the original temple of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, the one he personally went to collect door to door, 1 rupee, 1 rupee, 1 rupee. And some of the senior devotees here, Srila Prabhupada's disciple, may remember that was a brownish brick structure. Then somehow or other, they tear it down to put a guest house or something. Hare Krishna. But anyway, he did an enormous work to reestablish Lord Chaitanya's movement. And he had hundreds and hundreds of Namahatta groups. At the time, the Namahatta groups were known as, they were not known as Namahatta, they were known as Prapannashrams. ashrams of surrender. And our Namahatta preachers traveling all over West Bengal, they even found four still active. After more than 100 years, they're still active. The same groups going. So he was obviously a very, very empowered personality. He's the one who started sending books to the West. No, he sent the life and teaching of Lord Chaitanya to McGill University in Canada. That was in the year of Srila Prabhupada's appearance, 1896. So he was a very, very active personality. Did a lot of projects, preaching projects. Many of the songs we sing, they are from him. And you all know these things. Then, at one point, there was a time to retire. He felt that the mission was in good hands. In fact, as far as I know, if I'm not mistaken, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur has started initiating disciples in 1905. Encouraged by Srila Gaur Kishore Das Babaji, by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And in 1908, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur wanted to take Babaji, because Tridanda Sannyas was not very common. Was not very common. As far as, there are some purports in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Srila Prabhupada says how Tridanda Sannyas is also in Gaudiya line, but was not very common. In fact, main example of Tridanda Sannyas was Gadadhar Pandit. Shri Gadadhar Pandit. So it was not very, generally the Vaishnavas would not take Tridanda Sannyas. It was Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur that a few years later established that saffron cloth, the Tridanda and so on. Before, they were taking Babaji Vesha, like Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, but not Tridanda Sannyas. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur followed in that tradition, and he wanted to take the Vesha, the initiation from Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj. So as you know, Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj was not very, very leaning on giving initiations. You all know the story, how much Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur had to push him or really beg him, implore him. At one point he had to threaten, "I'll commit suicide. You don't give me initiation, I'll commit suicide because my life is useless." Only then Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj relented. So a similar thing, not to that extent, but similar thing happened with Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur expressed his desire, "I want to take Babaji Vesh from you." But Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj said, "Look, for me you are my guru. You're my like Shiksha guru." In fact, Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj would come and listen to Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur's lectures. "So you are my guru, how can I give you Babaji Vesh?" So one day, Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj was in what we call today Navadvip, beyond the Ganga. And he had an inspiration, he had an intuition. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is coming to ask me for Babaji. So he escaped. And he hid in the house of a prostitute. He sat for a few hours in that veranda, because he thought, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is going to search for me everywhere, but he's not going to come here. He's never going to come here. So then, in fact, that's what happened. Shri Bhaktivinoda Thakur starts searching him in the Ganga, this, that, this side, that temple. I couldn't find anywhere. So he went back. And Gaur Kishore Dadaji Maharaj started laughing. And started just laughing. And then some associate asked him, "Well, why are you laughing?" "Because I outsmarted Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur today." Anyway, after some time, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur sent one of his sons in Navadvip and said, "Please tell Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj to come here." And then he came here and he said, please give me Babaji. And finally, Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj relented, but he did it in a very particular way. What he did, he gave Bhaktivinoda Thakur the loincloth and the uttariya, the Babaji, what do you call, the begging apron, no, the top part of Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, who had left a few years ago, which apparently was the same style of Sanatana Goswami taking sannyas, because he had accepted the white cloth, the old cloth of Tapana Mishra, like that. So anyway, so Bhaktivinoda Thakur in 1908 became a Babaji officially, became renounced, that means no more anything. He kept, at that time, he kept traveling from Gudrundweep to Calcutta. He had a place called Bhakti Bhavan. He had another place called Bhakti Bhavan in Puri. If you go to Puri, many of you have been, the Iskon Temple in Puri is Swargadwar, no? The beach side. It was the Bhaktivinoda Thakur house. Now they built 3-4 stories, but that was the house of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So he kept traveling for a few years, back and forth. He kept, they say he kept writing, but the last official book is from 1907. But anyway, he kept chanting. He became more and more inside, internalized his feeling, his meditation. At one point in Calcutta, the last few years, even manifested what externally people took as a paralysis. He was basically immobilized. And finally, for instance, in 1911, there was this big debate in Midnapur, north from here, about this big controversy about Brahmanas and Vaishnavas, who is superior, and can anybody take Brahmana, and so on. They invited him, but he was sick, was invalid, he couldn't go. So he sent Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And of course, you all know how Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur gave such a comprehensive, such a erudite presentation that everybody just, okay, we don't need the conference anymore. We don't need the convention. Whatever you said is the final thing. There is a book, Brahmana and Vaishnava, that really clarifies everything. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in this mood, externally he felt, yeah, the mission is in good hands, this will develop, and I can go. And internally he entered more and more and more into samadhi. And there was this Krishna Das Babaji, his disciple, who took care of him day and night. His samadhi, you can see it in Gudrundweep, besides the samadhi of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And on 23rd June, and the tithi falls today, 2014, 99 years ago, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur entered the eternal pastimes of Radha and Krishna. He was cremated. That happened in Calcutta. He was cremated. They brought the ashes to Mayapur, to Gudrundweepa. They put it in a silver container, and they entombed the remains, the ashes, in Gudrundweep. So in Gudrundweep, in the place where it was his house for many years, that's also his samadhi, where his ashes are buried. So these are a few historical notes on Srila Gadadhar Pandit and Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur disappearance. Again, they're only scratching the surface, because what's beyond and behind this external manifestation or visible manifestation is as deep as a million oceans. So I'll finish here. If there's any comment or sharing or even questions you want to... I mean, this applause obviously is for the two personalities we have been discussing. Thank you. Yes, Prabhu. Do we have a mic?
Uh-huh. So I was going to ask the question that several times it's been told to me that Bhakti Vinod Thakur didn't worship Gorni Thai, he worshipped Gaur Gadadhar. And do you know the reason for this, or is it true, or do you know the reason for it, or why, or anything like that?
No, frankly, I don't know. Frankly, I don't know even if it's true that it did not worship Gorni Thai. I mean, perhaps the question would be more correctly worded if it was not his main worship. Obviously, he was worshiping all the Panchatattva, obviously. I mean, So Lord Chaitanya, Nityananda, Dvaitacharya, Gaur Gadadhar, I mean Gadadhar, and then Shivas Thakur, certainly would worship all of them. At the same time, I really don't have an answer. If it is personal deities, he had the preference towards Gaur Gadadhar, or it was something that he would have established like institutionally in his movement. But I don't know. I don't have much evidence of that, really. Maybe some other devotee can say more of that. So I don't know. That's my answer. But Prabhu maybe wants to add something.
I can't add to that. I had a question about the appearance of Gadadhar. Does that, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes and Gadadhar comes, does that interrupt the Leela in the spiritual sky?
No, I don't believe so. No.
So how is it that the separation is so intense on Gadadhar's part when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu leaves?
So you're asking if there is no separation in the spiritual world, why they experience a separation here? One answer could be that because they come to experience that separation, they come to experience those feelings. So in one sense, it's a self-contained reality or universe of feelings. Obviously, Krishna is simultaneously in all his forms, in all his relation, Advaitam, Achutam, Anadim, Anantarupam, and that's eternally so. But he has the power, of course he has all powers, but he has the power to fully identify with the particular form he assumes or the particular appearance he manifests. And so when he's in a particular form, he experiences all the feeling of that particular form. Just like when he's in the form of Balagopal, Damodar, he experiences the fear of Mother Yashoda. He experiences the fear. He's not thinking, well, you know, I'm in Vaikuntha as Narayana, I'm super powerful, I have millions of bodyguards. He's not thinking like that. He forgets about his bodyguards and he thinks, I'm helpless. This lady is going to beat me. So that's the power of the Lord, that's the power of his managing his yoga maya. When he's in a particular form, in a particular lila, he fully manifests, he fully absorbs in that particular mood.
Thank you. What else wants?
So thank you very much for your attention. Jai Shri Gadadhar Pandit, Disappearance Day, Ki Shri Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Disappearance Day, Ki Shri Rupada, Ki Nitai Gaur, Sitanat Premanande, Hari Hari Bol.